Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest from our CyberBacker family. Of course, Jason, how are you doing today? Our Vice President of Franchise Development.
Doing fantastic. Grateful to be here.
Good to know. We're very excited to get to know more about you and, of course, what you do with CyberBacker. But on a lighter note, before we get on to the nitty-gritty, can you tell us something about yourself? What do you like to do, let's say, in your free time?
You know, I am an outdoors person, so I love fly fishing. I live in the mountains. I live near a ski resort. And so anything outdoors I love to do. I love hunting, fishing, camping with my wife, hiking, and so forth.
Gosh, so really an outdoorsman then, am I right?
Yeah. Yep.
So also, how long have you been with CyberBacker?
Oh my gosh, Joe, can you believe it? 3 years in January, officially. And prior to that, I was coaching the leadership team. So 3.5 years.
3.5 years. A long journey already here with CyberBacker, a strong partnership with that. Now, of course, you know, CyberBacker and Virtual Leverage are basically almost the same now. Talk to me about your initial thoughts about Virtual Leverage when you first heard about the idea.
I had no clue what it was. When I first met Craig and Sheila and the team, I didn't know what virtual leverage meant at the time. And so for me, it was all new. And when I heard Craig's story about the number of virtual he had running his real estate company, I was like, okay. And then when I got my first one, who was Nell, it was like, boom. The light, not only lights went off, but my head exploded going, oh my gosh, I can leverage my time with better talented people that know how to do things equally or better than I do. And that was a game changer. So when I had Nell, and then I brought in Claudio, I'm going, oh my goodness. And then my team just expanded from there to where it's like, I couldn't live without these guys.
Really, virtual leverage takes any kind of business, may it be in real estate or whatever business you have, to the next level. Don't you agree? Because these are highly skilled individuals that will be great asset to any business. Again, now, during the beginning, of course, the partnership between you and your first CyberBacker, Nell, talk to me about that. How did that go about? How did you start the partnership with them?
You know, I had the luxury of coming from being an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So I've had people working for me for, you know, ever since I started in my entrepreneurship, you know, 25 years ago. So I'm used to managing people, but I'll tell you, the number one issue I see is our clients do not spend enough time, one, getting to know their CyberBacker, and two, setting the proper expectations of what they want out of the relationship with their CyberBacker and vice versa. And the more time that I spent with Nell and Claudio and Brian and Kenneth and Ahmed and Keith, the more time I spent with them and laid out the expectation I had for what I envisioned our team to look like and listened to them, the quicker we were able to overcome hurdles when hurdles happen. Because everybody knows in business, there's always going to be a pothole. And that pothole, you can create how deep that pothole is. And if you create a team nucleus that you can work together and they know how you jive and you know how they work, will determine the depth of that pothole and just how much damage it can do.
Absolutely agree with you there. Again, it really goes a long way if you become a person to your CyberBackers too, because imagine you're going to be working with them on a daily basis almost every day of the week. And then if you really don't create or bond with your cyberbagger student. I don't think it's going to work out anyway. Don't you agree?
Yeah, you've got to allow them to push you as you're pushing them, and make them part of the team and saying, what do you think of this? How can we do this better? And those, and the frequency of meeting, I meet with my team every morning at 9:30. I get my day started before that. I have my personal time. I answer emails before that. But when I'm there from 9:30 to 10 with my team, my head is with them. What problems do we have to solve that day? What problems do we have from yesterday that we need to overcome first so that we can get going on the next stuff? It just sets the tone for the day, meeting with them.
Yes, of course. Proper planning, of course, for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year, of course. Now, also, obviously, we have business owners that are listening to us right now that might be, of course, interested in partnering with a cyberbacker. What's your secret sauce in partnering with a cyberbacker? Because, of course, you have to choose your cyberbacker that you're going to be working with. In your case, Nell was the first one. So what did you do to find that perfect cyberbacker for what you needed?
I kind of had an idea in my head and on paper what was bogging me down that wasn't allowing me to focus on my business, whether it was answering emails, calendaring, whatever it was that I knew I needed to offload to somebody. And so I had that list. And I said, okay, now I'm offloading this to you. Are you comfortable doing this? And he said, obviously, yes. Okay, here are my expectations for it. Are you understanding these expectations? Because then if there's a problem down the road, he may not have answered an email correctly, or he didn't meet the expectations. I can go back to him and say, hey, you understood the expectations. Where did we miss? Well, I thought I did a good job on that, but obviously because you're bringing this up, it wasn't. So one, I have to go back to me and say, did I not clearly set the right expectation? Did I not clearly tell him what I needed? Because it's either two things. Either I didn't clarify up front, or they didn't understand. And when you come back together, you can overcome that hurdle quickly. But if you let it fester too long, and don't address it, then weeks, months go by, and that festering turns into animosity in the relationship.
And frustration.
And that's just the death knell on a relationship.
Absolutely agree with you. I think it just goes to any partnership or any relationship too. That piece of advice would go with not just a professional partnership, but maybe a romantic one too. Again, just talking about the problem, clear and concise communication too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to be clear and precise, because if you don't, you leave it open to unspoken expectations. And we all know nobody's a mind reader.
True.
And if you think they are, you're setting up your relationship with them for failure.
Yes, that is a dead wrong way to think about the partnership, especially when you're working with a cyberbacker. They're not mind readers. You have to communicate properly, of course. Now, another thing that I'm quite excited to know more about, ever since you started working with cyberback, can you share any success stories that you have with your team, of course?
You know, obviously I was brought in for one specific thing, which is getting the franchise program launched, right? And that was pretty easy because that's what we've done. But over time, we had boot camp or the launch program, we have the new affiliate program and new industries, right? I had to learn to get out of my own way and trust in my team. And so as I put more trust in my team, I saw our ideation and new programs being laid out in a much quicker format. This affiliate program that we're getting ready to launch right now, for example, it did not exist 2 months ago. So we're able to roll out a program that's going to make a massive impact for creating jobs, for cyberbacker, for our franchisees, and for affiliates. But if I want to put it out there, and give my team an initiative of how do we think outside the box?
Yeah.
We want to be where we're at. I couldn't do it on my own. I needed a team doing it.
You know, and imagine already a lot of success in the amount of years that you've been part of in Cyberbacker. But the exciting part is more success, more achievements is there to be worse. Now, for our listeners, you already mentioned it, our franchise. What is a Cyberbacker franchise, Jason?
A Cyberbacker franchise gives an opportunity of a industry leader in any industry to own a market or a geographic territory of a for them to go out in the industry that they know best and refer people to Cyberbacker, bring them in, and they get to receive residual commission off of that. And so for individuals that have been in these industries for 10, 20 years, they got so much influence and knowledge. Well, why kick yourself out to the curb in retirement? Why not take that information and that knowledge, put it into the form of another business that you can pay it forward with your experience and help others be guided to leverage so that they can do even better than you did in that industry. And you get to make money on it and some residual income.
Gosh, great investment right there for any business owner and insurance seller that's, of course, interested in becoming a Cyberbacker franchise. How do they do that, Jason?
They can visit the website, you know, cyberbacker.com. They can get in touch with us, myself, or Claudio on the Cyberbacker team to learn more. But easiest way is cyberbacker.com and then go to our franchise /franchising.
Okay, then. So basically what they do is just visit the website. Everything's going to be there. Every information that you need to reach out to you about that about the Cyberbacker franchise. I mean, is that right?
Yeah, they can find me on LinkedIn as well. If they want to connect through LinkedIn to learn more about leverage, the affiliate program, Cyberbacker franchising, I can be found on LinkedIn.
All right, there we go. So you heard it here first. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in a Cyberbacker franchise, don't forget to visit the website, Cyberbacker, of course, and LinkedIn. Jason is on LinkedIn, as he mentioned already. You can reach out there and connect there. Of course, one last question while I still have you here, Jason. What do you think is going to be the biggest impact of virtual leverage to the world, let's say in the 5-10 years from today?
I think having Cyberbacker be your co-pilot for you in this world of AI, to where you can have a Cyberbacker navigate the tools of AI that will allow you to still focus on your business, which is relationships, and let Cyberbacker be that power that uses AI for your business, to where you don't have to worry about the tech.
Go. Imagine this is only one small step for now. Imagine what else virtual leverage can do in the coming years. Now, Jason, before we go, I know you're working with your own team of Cyberbackers. Before we go, would you want to give them a quick shout out on the show?
Absolutely. There is no way I would be in this position without them. Cyberbacker wouldn't be in the position where they're at either without my team doing the job of bringing in stellar franchisees. But I also want to give out a shout out to our franchisees across the US and Canada. Without them being ambassadors and raving fans, you know, we'd be hard pressed to be where we're at without them. So shout out to our franchisees.
There we go. Now, we are very excited to seeing the continued success of all of our franchises. Of course, Jason, it was nice talking to you, having you on the show. I hope we can get you back here maybe a few more months, a few more weeks, get to know more about you. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Let's do it again soon.
Perfect. Jason, you have a great day. I'll talk to you real soon. All right.
Sounds good, buddy.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.